I got to talk a little bit. Brad, you just watch the clock. I want to tell you all something. I got something to say. I've wanted to say it for 2 or 3 weeks. I ain't been here. You know, we just I couldn't get a chance. And then today, the Sunday school lesson just blew me out of the water. I just about went on to heaven and left you all here. I want you to know that this time belongs to God.
Amen.
And if I go out that door at 12:30 or at 1 o'clock or at 2 o'clock, it's all right. It's God's time. And if he wants to take it, he'll take it. And I believe we better be careful with it. I had to say that. But I also, in saying that, I want to say this. I don't think Brad should preach all day. Now let me. But if I want to talk, I think I shouldn't be afraid to say what I want to say.
Amen.
If it's about God.
That's right.
Our Sunday school lesson today. That's what I'm going to talk about. The Sunday school lesson today was about being holy. And the children of Israel come out and they come across the Red Sea, and they was there at the mount, and Moses went up and talked to God, and he come back down and he told the people that they needed to sanctify the people, he did, and to wash their clothes, and but they better not touch the mount. But God came down and he told them through Moses, he said, I'm going to be your God, and if you'll be my people, I'll stay your God. But he didn't only tell him that. He this is what I am, and this is what you are today if you're born again. If you're not, I'm sorry. But I'm a peculiar treasure. I am a person of the royal priesthood.
Amen.
And I am holy if I live according to what God told me to live. He said, if you keep my commandments, does that mean I have to keep them and be saved? No. But once you're saved, you want to keep them.
That's right. Amen.
And I just think that we as Christians have forgotten what an awesome, awesome, awesome God we have.
Amen.
I mean, he saved me from hell. I mean, H-E-L-L. Not just from Winston or Charlotte or from hell. He saved me that I won't have to be there with no North Korean lunatic or none of those things. No, Osama bin Laden and no none of the Hussein or whatever. I'm saved from hell, youngins. If you don't know Jesus Christ today, you don't know what you're gonna find out what I'm missing, I guess is what I need to say. I just this Sunday school lesson all week is just rolled up in my soul and made me thankful that God loves me.
Amen.
And he loves you too.
That's right.
But I can't do anything for you except pray for you. If you don't know the Jesus Christ I serve today, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not. I sin every day. But I am forgiven. But if you don't know the Jesus Christ I serve, man, it's going to be bad for you one of these days. And you know what? It ain't going to be as long as it has been.
Right.
I may be going on to heaven, but let me tell you something. That still won't be long. It's going to be here before you know it. So if you're not ready, you better get ready.
Amen.
And so you can honestly, if you just knew what I felt inside today, if you just knew, I don't cry, I don't have tears anymore. But if you just knew how I felt inside, me and Miss Vera, and this little person back here and all them people in my son's, we're about ready to go home this morning. I'm ready to go. How about you?
Amen.
Friend of the crop. Yes. How many of y'all remember? Thank you, Ron. How many of y'all remember when you all young people don't, but when your granny separated the cream from the milk? Not a drop of that milk went over into that cream. Not a drop of that cream stayed in that milk. Well, that's how we are. We're the cream of the crop. And as Ron said, we come to the top. We're the top bunch. I like to be the top dog once in a while. So I'm the top dog. I can't never pick a winner in basketball or do none of those things, but I am the cream of the crop. You can be too.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Amen.
I said enough. I have to look for a new church. I might could even walk straight this morning if I got started. Okay, I've shut up now.
I'm going to say